Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Broadcast. Actually, we have a very important story here. It's Hope for Those with Hemophilia, a story of inspiration with a great guy, Guy Law. Hi, Guy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You're a great guy because you're coming out and you're talking about a concern that you've lived with for, I guess, most of your life, and I want to thank you for that. And that means a lot to, mean a lot to many people. Dr. Shapiro also is with us. Dr. Amy Shapiro is a hematologist and an oncologist and co-founder of the Indiana Hemophilia and Thrombosis Center. Hi, Dr. Shapiro. How are you today?
I'm good, Paul. Thank you for having us.
Well, this is a very inspiring. This is an inspirational story about Guy and about some of the new developments in hemophilia. But let's first start. What is hemophilia?
Hemophilia A is a rare genetic disorder where an individual's blood doesn't clot normally. People with hemophilia bleed longer and often into joints and muscles. If the bleeding isn't controlled, it leads to long-term joint disease and chronic pain. Bleeding can actually be life-threatening if it occurs in a vital organ. About 20,000 people in the United States are affected with hemophilia. It is a rare disorder. And because it's rare, I still hear many misconceptions about individuals who live with the disease and the disorder itself.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, there's some new developments to deal with this. What are they?
Well, for people like Guy and many others who are living with hemophilia A, until a few years ago, the FDA-approved preventative medications were all administered intravenously or into a vein, and the frequency could be up to as many times as a few times a week. Now, people who have hemophilia A have an option called Hemlibra, which is a prescription medication that is used to prevent or reduce the frequency of bleeding episodes. It's the first medication for hemophilia A that's administered as a shot under the skin, which is also called a subcutaneous injection, like insulin. It can be administered at home after an individual who has hemophilia or one of their caregivers have been trained by their physician. And like all medications, Hemlibra can have side effects, some of which can be serious, including excessive blood clotting or thrombosis. This usually only occurs in individuals who are utilizing another medication on top of Hemlibra, but it is important for people who are interested in this option to speak to their prescribing physician.
Okay, is there a website that people can go to about this?
Yes, there is information that's available. There's a website called hemlibra.com. Guy and I are partnering with Genentech to increase information about this rare disorder, so we do want to thank them for this opportunity.
Okay, spell the website for me, please.
It's hemlibra.com.
Okay, great. Congratulations on your wedding in June, a June wedding.
Thank you so much. Under the circumstances, we had it planned for 2 years, almost.
Oh, all right. Well, congratulations. I thank you for being on here, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I haven't known much in life other than hemophilia. I was diagnosed at birth, and really, since I was young, I was treating literally every day, going to the hospital 5 days a week, and treatment would get better. I was treating at home, but I had 2 head bleeds before the age of 3. There were spontaneous head bleeds, which were considered strokes, and I'm legally blind and gained seizures from it. So I'm not able to see my veins. So they put a metaport in me like they use for cancer patients. And in my experience, the infections for me were a common place for me. So being able to do things with my little sisters even, and like shaving, lifting boxes, just doing normal things that people do weren't able to do when I was a little kid. So being able to have a new treatment is very nice. But me, myself, I'm an editor and cinematographer, and I work in marketing. And like you said, I just got married recently.
Just got a master's degree. Look at this guy.
And it honestly wouldn't have been for the new treatment if it wasn't for that.
Wow.
And that's my experience, so.
Wow, that's really wonderful. So, Dr. Shapiro, I mean, the Genentech of the world, that's kind of a great company. They do so much research, right, in development. How long did it take to come up with this new treatment, would you say? Years, right?
Oh, yes, years. It was originally developed in Japan, and then the company there worked with Roche and Genentech to further develop it, and they conducted one of the largest clinical trials in both children and adults to gain experience with this medication.
Uh-huh. Is it a disease that is more prevalent in other parts of the world?
No, it has the same frequency in all ethnic groups and races. It is a non-discriminatory disorder.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. All righty. Well, you know, this is very good news, very much so. And Guy seems to, you know, be doing great with it.
Yes, he's doing well.
I've been free of bleeds for 2 years now, almost, or more, since I started the treatment. Everyone's experience is different, but that's mine, so.
Oh, you got a winning experience. Well, you're a real inspiration to all of us and Dr.
And thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Being a doctor as well, that's a great profession.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Okay, take care.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holiday season and stay safe. Thank you.
Same to you.
You as well.